Zelensky to make missile case in U.S. after Trump-Putin phone call. Five takeaways from the Mamdani-Cuomo-NYC mayoral debate. Netanyahu determined to pressure Hamas to find remaining dead hostages. Aid group suspends Gaza operations after ceasefire. Former Trump advisor John Bolton criminally indicted Venezuelan fishermen in fear after U.S. strikes on boats in the Caribbean. Reese Witherspoon on writing a thriller, What Do Girls in Bikinis Have to Do with Solving Crime? Police call off search for 4-year-old missing in Australian outback. At least 3 dead after Kenya police opened fire to disperse mourners of ex-PM Raila Odinga. French PM survives major test but breathing space will not last long. EU sets 2027 target for anti-drone system to defend against Russia. Oscar Wilde's library card reissued 130 years after being revoked over gay conviction. Titan submersible imploded due to poor engineering, say U.S. officials. Bears kill 7 people in Japan this year as attacks hit record high. The Shadow Army, helping Uganda's long-serving president keep an iron grip on power. Why talking about sweat stopped being a taboo long before Alan Carr was on Traitors. I can't afford to save both twins. Sudan's war left one mother with an impossible choice. Months after fall of Assad, families of Syria's missing still seeking justice. China arrested 30 Christians. Some fear it's the start of a bigger crackdown, worse than starting from scratch. How big is the task of rebuilding Gaza? Watch, police fire tear gas at protesters in Peru. Watch, freed detainee finds family alive after thinking they had been killed. Watch, moment house drifts away from land as typhoon hits Alaska. Crowds in Madagascar cheer as military unit seizes power. Gold continues record run, nears $4,400 her odds on dovish Fed signals. Safe haven rush. India already cutting Russian oil imports by 50% after U.S. talks, White House official says. Indian refiners buy first Guyanese oil from Exxon, sources say. Oil prices at 5-month low, head for weekly losses with Trump-Putin summit in focus. Oil set for weekly loss as Trump-Putin summit looms. China blames U.S. for global panic over rare earth controls. Oil drops 1%. Settles at 5-month lows as Trump-Putin summit looms. States sue to stop Trump cancellation of $7 billion solar grant program. Guyana's parliament would not provide immunity to opposition leader. Mohammed VP says U.S. energy prices to spike on Trump's axing of grants. Senator says, Cellnex signs put option with Vauban Infra Fiber for $391 million. Exclusive, Micron to exit server chips business in China after ban, sources say. In China, global companies struggle as homegrown brands steal thunder. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.81%. Asia financial stocks slip as U.S. credit worries jolt investors. Asia bank stocks dip as U.S. credit jitters spill over. ASOS faces German customs duty dispute amid financial challenges, report. Infosys, Wipro declined despite upbeat Q2 earnings. Margin concerns weigh banks in talks with U.S. Treasury to lend $20 billion to Argentina, Semaphore reports. Singapore's September exports rise 6.9% year-on-year, much stronger than forecast. U.S. weekly jobless claims decline. J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs estimate U.S. budget deficit dips in fiscal 2025 on boost from tariffs. Education spending cuts. Trump says his administration is working on lowering beef prices. API weekly crude stock shows significant increase, surpassing expectations. Colombian Senate approves $140 billion 2026 budget, sending to president's desk. Federal budget balance swings to surplus, surpassing forecasts. EIA crude oil inventories rise to 3.524 MMR, surpassing expectations. Greece adopts law extending working hours despite protests. Natural gas storage holds steady, matching previous figures and defying forecasts. Dollar set for weekly slide as trade shutdown concerns weigh. Japan's core inflation likely reaccelerated in September, Reuters poll.